No. Two persons were quarreling. The subject of quarrel was that one was telling that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he killed first Putana, Aghasur, so many demons, Kamsa, after that, Jarasandha, Kaljavan, Pandit Vasudev, and so many. And at last, he made an arrangement that all Yadvanshis should quarrel themselves. And they were destroyed by all these actions. Krishna established Varnashram Dharma. So he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But second was telling that, oh, these are minor things. This is the not supreme cause that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, being Supreme Personality of Godhead, having all kinds of appearances in highest top, and his all kinds of power are in him, his ocean of rush. And he was controlled by Yashoda. And he was tightened by Yashoda. And he was weeping. Mother, don't beat me. Also, he was defeated by Sridham and Subal. And he used to take the remnants of his friends and all Brijavasis. Moreover, he used to pacify the man of Radhika. And for this he used to give his bansi and his mor mukut in the lotus feet of Radhika. And he used to pray that, O Radhike, I am always debted to you. I am debted to all gopis. I cannot repay you for lakhs and lakhs births in any way, because you have given everything for me, but I cannot give you everything. Krishna used to sometimes give his head also on the lotus feet of Radhika. He used to dance with them in Ras Leela. So second was telling that this is the glorification of the highest personality of Godhead. But first was telling that, oh, you are defaming him. That Krishna was lusty, and he was controlled by so many ladies, and he nashta kar diya, spoiled the Varnashram Dharma. How it can be the glory of Krishna being a supreme personality of Godhead that he took all the clothes of all the gopis and he climbed down the tree and told them that, oh, come here, folding your hands, not here, here.
So he destroyed all Varnashram dharma. But in Gita it has been told that, oh, Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Here also it has been told. And he has yoga, ki dharma par jada jada hi glanir dharmasya. Glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam dharmasya tadatmanam sijamyam. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma santapnarthaya samhvani yuge. So he has come to establish varnashram dharma. How he can cross and spoil this varnashram dharma by dancing with so many others' wives and making them naked to come in front of him? Oh, so you are defaming Krishna. And that is why they are both quarreling. Can you say, first is right or second is right? If you are in the side of first, you can raise your hand. What first was telling, was it right or not? If it was right, you can raise your hand. What second was telling? It was right or wrong? Raise your hands if he was right. Oh, only few. So, once I was telling this fact in Mathura, in the glorification of Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, at the time of Sannyas day, who took sannyas in Mathura, Vishwarup Mahotsava. I was glorifying him. I think most of them have not understood my feelings. That is why they are not raising hand, nor nothing doing. So they have not listened and gone so deep. That is why they could not say anything. Try to go deep. If you are not going deep, you cannot glorify your Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Yogi Gurudev. So I was telling that Swami Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, in a few days, to please his Gurudev, to please Rupa Goswami, and to please his ancestral Guru Parampara, who went in Western countries, Eastern countries, on the whole globe of world, and in no time he preached everywhere name Sankirtan and the Bani of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Bani, the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he established so many centers, preaching centers, so many temples, so many gurukul, so many, and he printed so many books. Oh, it is a very glorious thing. But I think this was not his top of glorification. Any printer in India or world, they print lakhs and lakhs and crores books, and they sell everywhere. So Swamiji has done this. He has not printed, but he has explained Bhagavad Gita. He has given explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. He has given explanation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so deeply. It is very rare persons to go deep and to read and realize these things. I am telling all these things in simple way, but very rare persons are realizing all these things. So, he did it. And it is wonderful that he preached all over. Perhaps you will also agree with my this statement, that in world there are so many publishers, who are printing so many lakhs and lakhs books and distributing whole world. But not like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam and all these things. So these works were so glorious. Indeed. But I know also that his glorification is not the highest for which he came. He came to give the same thing for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. For which Krishna came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaur Hari. Taking the beauty, golden beauty and interlord mode of Srimati Radhika. Vishnu Tattva Advaita Acharya and all other incarnation could have established Yugudharma Nama Sankirtan. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told that Yugudharma Pratishtha is not the work of Krishna, not the job of Krishna. Krishna is Paramakarun and he is Rasik and merciful. As he is merciful, he came to sprinkle his mercy to give dhire dhire bhai jabo bujha na
pujari dhire dhire shabd na aibo
ota ke mukto karo na eto dhire dhire to sprinkle the mercy to give this raganug vartma Rāgmārga bhakti karite prachāran. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu came. And this was also secondary. What was prominent? Prominent was Rādhāyā pranaya mahimā kidrisho vāmadīya sokhanchascha madan bhavata kidrisho vettilova tadbhāvādya samajani sati garbha sindhu harindu. So this was the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the mission of Krishna to taste the three things. And perhaps you all know, and Swamiji has explained also in Chaitanya Charitamrita these things. This was the supreme cause of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste these things, and secondary was to distribute rag vartma. Rag Marg Bhakti. So, to establish Yugudharma, to establish Nam Sankirtan was only the primary reason.
Secondary.
And he preached all. But all are in this stage that they cannot go beyond this limit. So then, understood that this was the main thing and topmost glory of Swamiji to preach Nam Sankirtan. But you should note one thing. You know, so many disciples of Swamiji, like Bhavananda, Bhagavan Das, I don't want to take their names. They preached Nam Sankirtan. They were the commander-in-chief for this, also distributing in books, also making temples, lakhs and lakhs of dollars they have collected for this. But if it was the main object of doing Swamiji, then where are nowadays those who did all these things? Now where they are? You can imagine these things. So only to play on harmonium and mridanga and with ladies doing, oh, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. This was not his mission. By this he wanted to attract and establish Nam Sankirtan Yug Dharma. And he did at that time. But those who could not follow his interior mode of prem and love, they were bewildered. So he came not only for Yugadharma. He was in the line of Rupa Goswami. He was in the line of Raghunath Das Goswami. He was in the line of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan Pad, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Goswami Thakur, and in the line of our Gurudev, Srila Nitya Leela Pravisht Om Vishnu Parshishma Bhakti Sid Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj. He was not any free or Swayambhu independent Acharya. I think that you have told that he was the hand of Srila Prabhupada. That hand went whole over the world. So he was hand of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is the hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But sometimes we forget these things. So he came to give the same message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Arup Goswami. He came, like Chaitanya Srila Prabhupada told, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami told in Radha Kunda, he told there, that there, in Kartik month, when the Parikrama was staying there, in tents, around Radha Kunda and Shyam Kund, he told that, I'm sorry that my whole life has been gone in cutting jungles of Mayabad, Swahaji, Asakhi, Bheki and all. Really, I wanted to give something. The service of Radha and Krishna, conjugal. If you are doing whole time all these things, then you are losing your time. And at one day you will be nirvisheshvadi. And you will be deviated from these things. So you should know that our aim and object are of our whole ancestral pranali, Guru Parampara, to follow Rupa Goswami, to serve Radha Krishna and conjugal, this prem and love, to give this prem and love to whole world he came. So I think this was the main object and mission and message of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. The same message what is in our Guru Parampara. So this is most top of his glorification that he wanted to do. But I am worried that some his so-called followers could not follow. And they became totally against me. Like I told in quarrel of two persons in beginning. He first wanted to glorify Krishna, only that he killed Putana, so big demon. But this was very, very little thing. You know that Swamiji has told also this, that Gita is primary book of bhakti. Primary or what? Beginning book. And Srimad Bhagavatam is? Graduate, postgraduate books. Why he told? It means that he wanted to establish that thing. In Srimad Bhagavatam, only gopi love has been told supreme. The message of Srimad Bhagavatam is not to glorify so much Krishna, but that prem, gopi prem, how they love Krishna, this prem. So in whom this highest topic of prem is there, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavat ka wo kya, Patipadya Vishay, gopi prem is there. Bande Nanda Brijeshtrinam, Padaninum Afikshanam, Chasa Harikothod Gitam Punat Bhonatrayam, Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Gop Brijau Sang, Janamitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sanatanam. Or glorifying gopis here and there. Thus has glorified Krishna here and there. There are two things to understand. I will explain it in other classes. Very in a little form I am telling this. There are two tattva. One is tattva. Like Chaitanya Charitamrita has been told. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asking from Raya Ramananda, I want to know Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Prem Tattva and Rasa Tattva. So there is Tattva, Krishna Tattva, and another is Rasa Tattva. By Tattva Drishti, by the angle of vision of Rasa, Tattva, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Paratattva, Vadanti Tattva Vidas Tattvam, Jajjnanam Advayam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavani Shabdate. So Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the Shaktis are of Krishna. Everything earth is of Krishna. So no doubt He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by Tattva Krishna is Supreme. But when we will discuss about Rasa Tattva, then who will be? On which the rasa is situated, he is topest. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But I think there is no Mahabhav so much, Adhirudha, Adhirudha, Madan, Madan. That is why he became so much greedy for these things. He saw so much, plenty of ocean of these things in Srimati Radhika, and he became greedy to have a sparkle of this. And that is why he prayed. And Srimati Radhika was thinking that, oh, you are not so much qualified in this. So that, after that, he stole away. When Srimati Radhika is sleeping or anyway, not knowing. And Krishna, very slowly, like cats, went there and stole away these things. What? That mood Mahabhav. And when he stole away, also golden beauty came in him. And now he began to know that, oh, I am Radhika. He forget that I am Krishna. And then he wanted to taste the modes of Radhika, three modes. And then he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know. And he went to Godavari, the back of Godavari, to be Siksha Guru. Who was Siksha Guru? Raya Ramananda. And there he learnt all these things in his school. And then he returned back and he then went to the school of Lalita, that is Sarup Damodar. And thus he used to go to Gopinath Tota. You know Tota Gopinath? What is this? There is a school of Srimati Radhika, Gadadhar Pandit. And there he knew everything and went to again to Gambhira, and then by their helps, he used to test these things. So Swamiji has come to give all these sacred things, so deep things. So I was telling that this is the glory of our whole ancestors, of our disciplic guru. So he was one of them as a flower. So this is the glorification of Swamiji. But someone becomes so furious and some upset, they could not understand my mood. Those who understood my feelings, they were suppressed. And those who will go to Narayan Maharaj, they will be
out of
it. But I am so happy today that most senior and sincere Vaishnavas taking initiation from him, I think about more than 25 or 6, about 30 are here. Not taking sannyas, but more than sannyas. Sannyasis has left Swamiji, but they have not left, still with him. They are still ISKCON. I think those who have left his teachings, Swamiji, are they still ISKCON? Never. I think that anyone living in householder life, no harm. But taking his and following his whole teachings, he is most dear and near to Swamiji. Those who are only taken one initiation, name sannyas, only Harinam, also they are disciples of Swamiji. Those who have not taken second initiation, no harm, but they are also. And those by their disciples, no harm. If they are in line of his teachings, they are most favorable. Like disciples are more dear. Like a father loves his son, but more to his grandson. In this way. So I think that so many disciples of Swamiji are here. And they are reminding me all these things. So I am so happy. I feel myself so much fortunate that so all are with me. And I think that these glories will not be done in anywhere. In even his samadhi is there, or in the temples now there, as you are all glorifying him. So much thanks to you. You should be very strong in this way, to be in his line, and to preach in this line, and glorify Swamiji in this line. Really, you are ISKCON. I know that Srila Vyas Deviji is gone, Naradiji is gone, Sukadeva Goswami is gone, also that Guru Parampara is gone, Krishna Bhavana Amita. Our whole mission is this. We are really, those who are serving Krishna and Radha Krishna conjugal and following the four pits of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all are this, really. And those who only beat a drum, beat drums, that I am ISKCON. I am of Prabhupada. Only beating up drum will not do. So I think that those who are fulfilling his desire on their line, serving their gurus and his teaching and preaching this mission to world, this is actually Pushpanjali in lotus feet. No? I want that you should. You should glorify your Gurudev in this way. You should try to take a vow that will never depreciate from this line. We will always be in our line. Please give me some mercy that we will be strong to follow you. Not only by pushpa, this material pushpa, not by so delicious preparation. Today is not only khichdi and dal bhat, not so many delicious food. This is not the real way to please him. He will be pleased if you are very strongly following his missions, teachings. Then you are real disciple, otherwise not. He will not accept other things than this. He will accept this. So, I pray you all humbly that you should give this Pushpanjali in lotus feet, that we will never be deviated from this line. We will always try to serve you, and we take bhav in your lotus feet, that we always serve Christians and preach in your whole world this mission. So now it is not so much time. We will glorify in other times. Gaur Premanande.
Om Agyanati Midandasya Gyananjana Shalapaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo Manchakalpatarubhasya Kripasindubhaivacha Patitanang Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo. It is the duty of human beings, not only human beings but all the creation, to serve Lord Krishna as their eternal servant of Lord Krishna. But according to their ability, they can serve. They cannot serve beyond their ability. The highest manifestation of service is always present in Srimati Radharani. And his descendants are in that line. However, Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, is a descendant in that line and try to preach that sort of devotion which is existing and derived from his superiors. So, much explanation is not necessary and not possible by me. I only pray that they may bless me. I am a wretched and fallen soul. Whatever is fit for me, I pray to them to bless me. Thank you.